Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 102.5. The game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry, and thanks to our new digital director.
I don't know what the official title is. Digital coordinator. There it is.
Digital
DC.
Coordinator. The digital coordinator, Caroline Fenton.
Yes,
we
that
are
is
live
me.
At Bridgestone Arena, 102.5 The Game, Preds Game Day broadcast, brought to you by Hermitage Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens and baths on the web at gohermitage.com. Titans playing the Bengals Saturday, as we all know. And I got an email today from some PR agency. And so I read the email, and I'll just read it to you verbatim. Dear Jared, divisional round matchups are in, and Tick Pick drove the data, finding that the Titans-Bengals game has the most expensive get-in price for any divisional round matchup this weekend. Upper-level tickets, $287, lower-level tickets, $455. Tick Pick also reports that this is the third most expensive Titans playoff on ever, and they've sold double the amount of tickets for any Titan playoff game, whatever. In regards to fan traveling, they write, Tick Pick reports that 33% of purchases are coming from Tennessee zip codes. So if you sell your tickets, according to this, you have a 1 in 3 chance of it being somebody in a Tennessee zip code. 11 are from Ohio zip codes. The average purchase price is currently $362. Tick Pick notes after the Bengals beat the Raiders, the average purchase price jumped to $400. So, what's that saying? Titan fans are buying tickets, and Bengals fans are buying tickets. Mm-hmm. And I got a tweet yesterday, and this is only about the 19,000th time that this has happened over the last 20 years. You know, I haven't been on the radio for all of those, but I remember listening to the radio when people would get worked up about it. And somebody tweeted me yesterday and said, it's Titans fans that piss me off. Would rather make a buck than support the home team. If you're going to sell them, make sure it's Titan fans. And then they tagged me and Buck Rising and said, look at this BS. And one of them was a Facebook post of somebody into like a Bengals Facebook group that was like, got 8 tickets for sale for Saturday's game. And, you know, somebody sent something into the Bengals Nation Facebook group saying, I got tickets for sale right here, which I get it, right? You want to go right to the Bengals fans. And if you go through Facebook, you know, hey, you contact me on Facebook, I send you the tickets, then that way I'm not paying Ticketmaster or StubHub any money. I'm getting all the money.
Right.
Not you.
Right.
Makes sense. Let me just say this. I could not give two poops about the idea of a Titan fan taking their tickets and selling them to Bengals fans. And I know people are going to be like, oh, because I remember the regular season games back in the day when the Steeler fans would come in droves when the Titans weren't very good. And there'd be Steeler fans everywhere. And I remember people calling Mark Howard and calling George, Willie, and Darren and saying, like, them Titan fans who sell their tickets are letting the team down and the other fans, and they should cancel their season tickets. And I understand the sentiment, right? Like, you want the loudest, most aggressive home field advantage out there. You want it to be wall-to-wall Titan fans. You want it to be like 1999 and 2000 and 2002 when the other team would come into Nissan Stadium and it would be like, let's see how many false starts the Titans can affect. It's going to be a big deal in this game on Saturday if Joe Burrow has to go to the silent count because he's got the worst offensive line in the NFL. And if the Titans can get off the ball at the same time that the Bengals get off the ball because the offensive linemen have to look at the ball as opposed to knowing the cadence and knowing when to go up, that's going to be a huge advantage. But I'm not going to sit there and tell any one Titan fan who pays season tickets and bought a PSL, which I think is the biggest bunch of bullcrap in all of pro sports, PSLs. And so you buy a PSL from the Titans and you buy these tickets, I think you should be allowed to sell them to whoever you want to sell them to. And if you want to sell them to Satan himself, if he wants to go to the game, you know what? Sell your tickets however you want to sell them. In fact, if I had extra tickets to the game, I probably would sell them. And I'd have no problem doing it. And so this idea of like these Titan fans that think, oh, God forbid, Lord help us, that a Titan fan is trying to make money as opposed to supporting the team. That's a you problem, and I don't care about it, and I'm not going to be upset if a Titan fan who sits next to me at the game, and I don't know, you know, I think whoever sits next to me sells their tickets anyways because it's always someone new, or maybe it's a business or something where they give away the tickets. I don't know. But whoever sits next to me, if those are Bengal fans, I don't care. And let me say this too. I am a huge fan in recent years, like the last 5 or 6 years, of enjoying going to see my team play in visiting stadiums. Now, I haven't been to a Titans playoff game on the road except for the AFC Championship game, and I was in the press box for that. But I love going to watch my team on the road. I love it. You know, with the Braves, I like going to new stadiums. So when they played at Yankee Stadium, I was like, I want to go see the new Yankee Stadium. So I went when they played the Braves, and I was cheering for the Braves. And I've been to Philadelphia, and I've been to Washington, and I've been to Miami this year, and I've been to all these other stadiums to watch the Braves play. I have no problem with it. So I don't mind buying tickets and rooting for my team in a visiting stadium, and I don't mind when visiting fans come and buy tickets. Now, when it's half the stadium is doing a go pack, go chant, I think there's something you got to figure out. But as far as these Titan fans that are like, how dare, you know, record amounts of money for Titans tickets, how dare they do this? I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. And I think this is one of those things where you need to mind your own business. Do you have a problem with Titan fans selling their tickets?
Not even a little bit. And yep. I understand the sentiment of like, you know, we're hosting a playoff game, a divisional
have
round
some pride.
Game. Yes, I get it. I hear you. But I also find it interesting that I feel like the same Titans fans who are saying, you know, show pride in the team. Don't sell your tickets. They get all worked up about that, about other Titans fans or Titans season ticket holders or whoever it may be selling them to. Maybe it could be other Titans fans. Maybe it could be people who just want to go watch a game. Maybe they're Bengals fans. Who cares? They're probably... I don't think I can do it your way. I'm just going to say it how I say it, and that's Bengals. But they're going to sell it to Cincinnati fans, whoever it may be. But those same Titans fans that are saying, you know, boo you Titans fans who are selling your tickets are probably the same ones that are saying, you know, how dare you criticize Ryan Tannehill for throwing 4 interceptions.
Oh, God.
So the battles that some Titans fans are choosing to pick and choose, they just don't make sense to me. Because you're saying, you know, you support the team. But also, whenever we're asking for the team to get better, whenever we're calling out the team for the mistakes that they're making, now all of a sudden it's, you know, how dare you call out the team? And we're all in it for the greater good. We all want the Titans to win. We all want the Titans to be good. But I think to come at other Titans fans who are just trying to make some money, who are saying, hey, you know what, like I got $1,200 in tickets
people
in my pocket.
Say, people
I'll
say
sell them
try
to
make a buck like it's a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
It's like these people out here just trying to make a buck. Like, I'll put it to you like this. I remember last year, I went to a casino last August, and I was there for 1 hour, and I made some freaking money. I'll put it to you like this. Never in my life, and I'm not a big, I mean, I'm a, you know, I like gambling, but I'm not like
a
big gambler.
It's fun.
I've never gotten a $5,000 strap before. It was quite the feeling.
That is exciting.
Then my insurance came in the mail.
Mm.
Not as much fun.
Nope.
So if I'm sitting there like, hey, I can sell these tickets, and all of a sudden I can take my family for spring break off to Aruba. Like, I don't
like,
have a problem with
that.
I don't have a problem with somebody doing that. And so I'm just going to say this. When it comes to Titan fans that are getting mad at other Titan fans for selling their tickets for this Saturday's game, I understand why you feel that way. I had somebody very high up with the Titans that told me, you know, I understand the idea that we hear about fans, you know, selling tickets to other fan bases. He goes, but you should have been at SoFi Stadium. Our fan base, talking about the Titans, the guy said to me, he goes, our fan base was loud at SoFi Stadium.
Which
like,
is so
they
fun.
They were a lot. And so I do not have a problem with it. Let's take your phones, though. Here's the question. Do you have a problem with Titans season ticket holders or whomever selling their playoff tickets, and it might be Bengals fans who end up at Nissan Stadium? 615-737-1025 is our phone number. I would just say this, mind your business. The other thing that I want to get into is I do have an expectation for Saturday that a lot of these people I think are kind of worried about. So we'll get to that coming up. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, we are live at Bridgestone Arena today. Preds pregame in less than an hour. Let me tell you about Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. When you see that Happy Hiller logo right there on the ice, you know they're proud supporters of the Nashville Predators. They're also proud supporters of the Volunteers and of the Vanderbilt Commodores. And you will see that Hiller logo right there. And to help customers tackle necessary replacements, Hiller is extending their lower 2021 pricing through the end of January, which is the lowest pricing expected all year. You all have noticed all the inventory shortages and empty shelves everywhere. Now there are serious shortages on equipment and products for your home. HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, and generators are going to be extremely limited in 2022. And because of supply issues and rising costs of parts, manufacturers are rapidly increasing the price of this equipment. If you need a replacement, call our friends at Hiller today. Don't wait until you are out of options. Hiller's work is backed by the Happy You'll Be Your Services Free Guarantee. And you can learn more at happyhiller.com.
Mike, what do you hope and expect the atmosphere to be like on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it should be amazing. You know what I mean? It should be amazing atmosphere. It's playoff football in January. We've had amazing support the entire season. You know, we got support in Houston. It was really cool to see those fans that traveled down there. Thankful that we could reward them with a win, and hopefully that they're ready to get back into our stadium and have an atmosphere that helps us win on Saturday.
There you go. Vrabel wants an amazing atmosphere on Saturday. And I've got a prediction.
What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be raucous.
I think it's going to be a lot of
fun. I think this is going to be as close to 2002 as you can get. I think this is going to be better than 2008. Now, I wasn't at 2008, or I guess it was the 2009, technically, the January, but the 2008 season. I wasn't at 2008. So I was at 99 against Buffalo. Incredible atmosphere. I remember this was the first time I think I ever sat in a club level, and we were coming down off the escalator after it was over, and I just remember everybody just chanting after the Music City Miracle. I mean, it was a wild.
That's super cool.
Music City Miracle. 2000 was the Ravens, great atmosphere, bad game. 2002, Steelers, early game on Saturday, and it was a great, I mean, it actually might have been the late game on Saturday. But anyway, it was one of those like day into night games, mm-hmm. like the 3:30 Saturday
right.
versus the Steelers. It went to overtime, great atmosphere. And I didn't go to last year's game, but there was COVID, so, you know, how did that affect things? Because they, I think, had like maybe 50% of the crowd there. I think this game, given the situation, and there have been some big Titan games over the year where there haven't been like huge crowds or it hasn't been like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be like it used to be. I am begging. Like, I think you're going to have false starts. If you make them go to the silent count, Cincinnati, it is going to screw them up. The crowd could win the game for the Titans on Saturday. Cincinnati allows an NFL-high 51 sacks. If Joe Burrow has to go to a silent count, and their road games this year were Pittsburgh, Detroit, Baltimore, Vegas, Denver, which traditionally has great crowds, but I don't know if it's the same now that they're not as good anymore, mm-hmm. Chicago and the Jets. So they haven't played in like a Seattle or somewhere like that this season. If Joe Burrow has to go to the silent count, and so the ball is getting snapped at the same time that the Bengals offensive linemen move up because they're looking at the ball, when the Titans defensive line is on the move, I think Joe Burrow is going to be in a world of trouble. Like, seriously, your false starts, now you push them back 5 yards, plus now they've got... I saw Brady in the 2016 AFC Championship game against Manning, the final Brady-Manning game, and the crowd at Denver totally won them that game. And I think the Titans fans on Saturday, I think they've got a shot to win the Titans the game. I think it's going to be raucous. I think it's going to be crazy. I know people are complaining about don't sell your tickets to Bengals fans and 11% of the tickets being bought on the secondary market, according to Tickpick.
Whoa.
Is what it is. According to Tickpick, the 11% are from Ohio zip codes. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
Where are the other ones coming from?
So
it only counts for 44%.
So where's the other, 54?
56.
56%? I don't know.
Only like less than a half of the tickets are coming from Tennessee?
There's 48 other states. So it's one of them.
Okay, yeah, but it's in this state.
I would
agree.
Games
in this state.
I would agree. I would expect.
I would expect like 74, 84 to be from a Tennessee zip code.
Yeah, probably. Well, I would just expect like 80% of the tickets to go to people in Tennessee or Ohio.
Yeah.
And then
20% like
wherever.
Random wherever who just want to come.
But then the thing about zip codes too are like how many, like your credit card. What's the zip code on your credit card?
Nashville.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so some people change it, some people don't, you know, whatever, but. I don't even know where they get their data from. They just sent me this email. But again.
Well, you said where they get it.
Tick pick.
There it is.
oh, goodness. I'm going to get in trouble. So anywho, so I feel like this is going to be like the old days. The way the crowd, I think it's going to be loud and raucous and crazy. And if Derrick Henry breaks one. Like, I think the roof is going to pop off. So, I know I'm sitting here telling Titan fans, do whatever you want with your tickets. You want to sell them? Sell them. Do it. I don't care. But I'm not going to sit there and tell you what to do. But the Titan fans that are mad that people might sell their tickets to Bengals fans, I think they are concerned that it won't be a great atmosphere for the Titans. And maybe they're right. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere on Sunday for the Titans. I don't think this is going to be like the Kansas City home game 2 years ago, like the Buffalo home game this year that Joe Rexroad.
Oh, that game was so fun.
I mean, Joe Rexroad thinks that we said it was 80% Buffalo fans, which we didn't say.
We did not say that.
We just said it was 50-50.
That's what it felt like,
at least. It was 50-50. And so it's not going to be like that. And I also
think the environment was so great for that game.
I also think the conference championship game, if there is a conference championship game here, I don't think it's going to be like that either. Like, I'm not
afraid.
It's going
to be more Titans fans.
Yes. Because you have to make so many plans when it comes to.
And so quickly.
Right. So I think it's going to be a great atmosphere on Saturday. I really do. And I think it's going to be game altering as far as the crowd and how they affect it. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there will be so many Bengals and they'll do that, you know, hooday chants and all that stuff, which somebody stole it from somebody. Either the Bengals stole it from the Saints or the Saints stole it from the Bengals, but somebody stole their chant from somebody else.
Well, and
at least the Atlanta Brave fans can admit that we stole ours from Deion Sanders coming from Florida State.
I didn't realize, because I knew like Hooday was like the Bengals thing. I didn't realize it was the exact same chant as the Saints, that Hooday saying they're going to beat them Bengals.
Yeah, same chant.
It's the exact same chant.
Somebody stole it from somebody. I don't know who stole it. Let's get to your phone. 615-737-1025. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And I'm sure we have a lot of people who are worked up on these two topics.
Really? Not overly worked up. David in Arkansas texts in and says, I'm a first-time season ticket holder this year.
Hey, there you go. That's where that
Arkansas makes up the 56%.
There you go.
I've got four seats, sold two seats to most of the games if I didn't make it with two other people. We almost made money back to cover our year. I'm a diehard Titans fan, but also want to be able to keep buying season tickets in the future.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem at all.
I just, you know, this is going to sound bad, but like, mind your business. Is it wrong to tell people, when it comes to selling your tickets to the game on Saturday, mind your business?
Well, no, but I'll counter-argument that with, you kept telling people, why aren't you dishing out cash to buy tickets to Titans games?
Yeah, I did tell everybody. I did say.
You were pocket-watching.
I was. Ladarius pocket-watching. Remember how worked up I got about that? About how, like, how are there all these tickets available to buy to watch Derrick Henry? Like, you should be flooding the market.
And to that, people who either have to drive a long way or don't have the money to spend tickets are probably telling you, mind your business.
Well, the worst part about it was like a week later, Derrick Henry broke his foot. So that game that I was like, why aren't you watching Derrick Henry? That Derrick Henry, you know.
Did you do it?
Did I?
Are you going to blame you for that? For Derrick Henry breaking his foot?
No, we don't do that here.
I'm kidding.
We don't do that. You jinxed it. Why did you jinx it? Oh, my goodness. No, we don't do that. What's next?
Another texter texts in to the text line. He says, who dat? came second. Who Day came first. So thank you for clarifying.
So the Bengals, so the Saints, the Bengals stole won. It from the Bengals.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Another texture checks in and says, I have several season ticket holder friends for Vandy basketball who would sell the Kentucky game every year and it would pay for the entire season. Money over everything.
Yeah. Again, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Do your thing. I don't have a problem.
I will say this. I do personally, and I'm not knocking the Titans.
Okay.
Because they're good people that run the Titans. I do personally think it's bullcrap that they won't allow you to transfer the tickets until 24 hours before the game. Because they'll let you sell the tickets. So what they're really letting you do is they're letting you sell the tickets.
Give them
on
money.
Their Ticketmaster. Yeah. Bullcrap. And not let you sell the tickets on your own. And then they're coming out and being like, all the tickets are sold out. Please be weary of fraud and scams. But if you use our verified ticket resale marketplace, I'm just saying,
I also want to know.
That's kind of, I think that's kind of maybe morally a little.
I also think Ticketmaster that day, 24 hours before the game, it's going to crash. Because everyone's going to be transferring tickets.
Yeah, but Ticketmaster, I mean, like, that's they're used to this. Everybody else, you know, if it were johnnystickets.com, I'd probably have a problem with it. Ticketmaster already sucks anyways, but, I mean, this is, you know, a whole
It's not great.
Although, we love our partners at Ticketmaster. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Let's get to your phones on this next. That Titans, just throw it all on the table. We'll get to it. FanDuel Sportsbook, my official sportsbook app. The NFL playoffs are in full gear, and everyone can get on the action with risk-free bets on FanDuel Sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, because all customers get up to $10 back if your same-game parlay does not win. Same-game parlays let you combine multiple bets from one matchup into a big payout. So you can put bets on the money line, point spread, player stats, you name it. So like Derrick Henry rushing yards, A.J. Brown receptions, A.J. Brown yards. Even if you want to bet on Julio Jones, if you listen to the morning show, I'm sure you'll bet on Julio Jones. I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook because it's the market leader, America's number one sportsbook, easy to use, and they pay out in as little as 2 hours. New customers, join with the promo code JGM to get your risk-free bet. And if you're first time betting with FanDuel, you can enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the divisional round with promo code JGM. So you can turn $5 into $150. 21 and older in present Tennessee. Bonus issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus, $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Does, you know, playoff experience, maybe an experience overall in the NFL, help a quarterback when you're going into this stage of the postseason?
Yeah, hopefully it helps a little bit. You've been there before. It's nothing, you know, the experience is not new. But at the end of the day, you have to go out and execute and play well.
There you go. That was Tannehill. You know, this experience, you know, I'm used to it. Nothing serious. I'll give Tannehill credit because, you know, he's about that action, so I get it. Not a big-time talker. But, yeah, you know, it's nothing new to me. Well, last
been
time,
there before.
Last time you did this, you were 18 of 26 for 165, a touchdown and a pick. So I need you to do a little bit better than you did last time. I know you're used to it. But don't be used to what, how
before.
You performed against the Ravens. Everything's on the table. 615-737-1025. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do you have a thought or do you want to go to the phones?
To the phones.
Phones we go. Jeff in Nashville. Thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Jared. Hey, last couple of days I've heard you mention that Joe Burrow has a league-high 51 sacks in the NFL. Well, Tannehill is not far off from that number. He's been sacked 47 times this year.
Sure.
So my question to you is, what's your honest opinion on how Tannehill is going to perform this Sunday? Are we optimistic that the line is going to hold, or, you know, are we going to see Tannehill be mediocre at best?
So thank you for your call, Jeff. I think you should call Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow and see what they say. I think that, you know, Joe will be very optimistic about how they will play.
Are you being sassy?
No. It should be noted, though, that Joe Burrow was sacked 51 times in 16 games. He didn't play the last game. So, you know, how many times would he have gotten sacked in that one? I don't know. He got sacked twice against the Raiders. I do think that it is a concern about Tannehill getting sacked on Sunday because Trey Hendrickson is a legitimate big boy pass rusher. I said last year, like during the offseason, and TD lit me up because I said, look, the Titans need to stop with the bargain basement Walmart bullcrap DVD bin of pass rushing. Like, 1 year, $9.5 million on a prove it deal for Vic Beasley. No. Clowney, 1 year, $12.5 million for Clowney. I know he doesn't get sacks, but he might get sacks. No. They need to go pay the money like Kansas City did when they traded a second round pick and gave Frank Clark all that money. And TD was like, you know, blow me up. Who? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Now, back me up on this. My offseason plan last year for the Titans.
You did say DeNico Autry.
I had Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So Trey Hendrickson was the one that I was circling. Trey Hendrickson, back-to-back Pro Bowls, second in the league last year in sacks, fifth this year with 15. He did practice today on a limited basis. He's still in the concussion protocol. He's going to play on Saturday. But how effective is he going to be? I don't know. Hendrickson is the one that will scare you. Hendrickson is the one who got the strip sack of Derek Carr last week that totally changed the game. So that's important. But to me, do you know why I think Tannehill will stay upright on Saturday?
Why?
Because they're going to run the ball. But they're going to run the ball. I think it's going to be Foreman and Henry, and I think they're going to run. And their passing game was so bad last year when they played Cincinnati, led by a stupid interception from Ryan Tannehill. That game today, Vrabel was talking about that game, and he said there was so much bad about it that it will make you puke. And I told you how I went back on my Instagram and found a story from last year where I had listed as like a preview for the show, and it was like trash and not trash, and everything like on one side of trash, and the other was like the uniforms, Derrick Henry and Corey Davis. The Titans wore the navy tops with the white pants last year at Cincinnati, which apparently they never want to wear anymore. They're wearing the navy on the navy, which is what they wore last year when they lost. But, you know, anywho.
I look too far into the uniforms.
Oh, I love the navy on white. It takes me back to the old days of the Titans. You know, what? The roots, the Steve McNair, Eddie George days.
What is your beef with the baby blues?
Oh, the baby blues suck.
I like the baby
blues. Oh, they look like trash.
Why?
Because it's an ugly color. I mean, I know I'm wearing it right now.
Yeah, but you were literally wearing two-tone blue.
But, yeah, I know, Homer over here.
Tighten up, baby.
I hate the baby blues. I've always hated them. I think they are weak. I think they are Houston Oiler. I think that those reds that they have
reds are sweet.
In the pro shop that they'll never wear, I think those babies are just freaking awesome.
The reds
and
are cool.
If I took over the Titans, like if I bought them, the first press conference, I would be like, the reds are going to be our new alternate. Now, I'm not going to make it the normal. We're going to wear navy on top, white on the bottom. Now, primetime night games, we'll wear red. Red and navy.
I like that.
Road, we'll wear white, navy, unless it's hot, then we can wear white
all
on
white?
White. I like the white on white.
I like the stormtrooper look.
Let's go to Adam in Portland on people selling their tickets. Thank you for calling. Always good to talk to you, Adam. You go ahead.
Yeah, man. Well, just because you're talking about it, the red uniforms are sick. And the baby blues, I always thought looked like our old Color Rush. Like, I always think of Color Rush in the Jags game, how ugly that was for both teams. And, so I'm not a big baby blue fan.
When they debuted the new uniforms and they wore the baby, they had the baby blue on baby blue. And I remember Floyd told me that Bud Adams loved that color because Bud Adams was like a Cherokee Native American. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something about that color and Native American something. And I don't know what it was. But Floyd would obviously know better than I would what Bud Adams liked.
Right.
And we were talking about, you know, the day that they debuted the uniforms. And I was like, I like them, you know, and we were going over it and, you know, literally a whole hour on talking about uniforms. And we were talking about the light blue on light blue. And he was like, well, we'll just wear those, you know, Thursday nights against Jacksonville. And I was like, okay, I can live with that. No, they wear them way too often. Unacceptable. Go ahead with your take, Adam. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I'm a season ticket holder. I've been for a while. So I'm in a few of these Titans groups online, and I think it's inexperience as a winning fan base that everybody's just up in arms about people wanting to sell their tickets or sell them for a certain amount. It's like you just got to – I think winning markets don't go through the same conversation, but if you're so concerned about who's buying your tickets, throw a 3-question trivia, Titans trivia, along with the tickets. Say, I want to make sure it's a Titans fan. Ask them who the owner was before Amy Adams. Just anything, you know, like to make sure you're selling to a Titans fan. But there's no, if I had to sell my tickets, there's no way I'm going to sell them for $200. I'm going to get my value because I paid sticker price when we were terrible. So I'm absolutely going to get my values worth.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. Thank you for your call, Adam. I have no problem with it. Now, we haven't had a caller yet that has a problem with it. Is the text line telling a different story?
Not really. I mean, I would say the most negative text we've gotten says, I don't have a problem who they want to sell their tickets to. I just have a problem with why the hell they don't want to be at the game. That's the most negative thing that we've gotten. I think everyone's pretty much on board with the fact that, hey, you got bills to pay. And if you can make money off these tickets, if you can't go to the game, or if you just want to make some money, whatever the reason is, I don't care. I think everyone's pretty okay with it.
Yeah, everybody has their reasons for doing whatever they want to do. That's why it's called your business. And so maybe I'm just used to it. But, like, I remember Pittsburgh came in here for a Thursday night game in 2012. Titans ended up winning. But, I mean, the Titans weren't very good. Munchak was a coach. And, I mean, the fans, the phones the next day, oh, my God. People were freaking out about how dare these Titan fans sell them to Steeler fans. And I was like,
Like, I get it. I understand the fan sentiment. You want to pack the house with your fans. But also, just let people do what they want to do.
What else we got?
One texter texts in and says, I was in Cincinnati for the game on Saturday. If we can be half as loud and half as excited as that crowd was, we will definitely impact the game in a positive way. Go Titans.
Do you think that the crowd will be as loud as the Cincinnati crowd?
I do.
It looked pretty wild. It looked pretty wild on TV.
I do. Because, I mean, it's a divisional round game, and it's a playoff that the Titans don't host playoff games very often.
Nope.
And so I think that there are going to be so many Titans fans in here just so excited to be part of the postseason and playing such a big role in the postseason that, yeah, they're going to be excited about it. I also think having Broadway so close by is going to play a good role in that.
What was the take that I had? What was the take that I had 2 hours ago about the fans?
We've had a lot of takes about the fans.
2 hours ago. 3 o'clock.
I don't know.
They're fair weather.
Fair weather, okay.
So when you're fair weather and you're good, you're going to get excited. End of story for me.
And also, how many games...
I think fans are going to be loud and raucous and crazy.
How many games have there been here in Nashville that didn't start at noon? Monday night?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I care about that. I mean, like, I'm not sure that's a big deal. Like, I'm not sure the timing of the game. If it was a noon game, I still think it'd be loud.
It would be loud, yeah.
I think it would be later in
the afternoon.
I don't buy that people are going to get super wasted on Broadway. Like, people are going to go to the game, go to the game. Now, there are going to be some people that are drunk. But I think people are going to the game, like, because they're like, yeah, I'm fired up to go watch, you know, my team in the divisional round of the playoffs because, again, a lot of fans are fair weather. And, hey, if you're paying, like, you know, what was the average price according to TickPick? If you're paying, you know, $455 in the lower level for these tickets, you know, for the game, I think there's a feeling there that you want, you know, to enjoy the experience and be loud and root for your team. Obviously, you care. You're paying $1,000 to go to the game for 2 tickets. So knock yourself out. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Stillman & Company, we are delivered by TriStar Moving. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game, and as always, we're streaming on The Game Nashville app. Presented by Hermitage, the Design Center, the professional source for lighting, hardware, appliance, custom kitchens, and baths on the web at GoHermitage.com. What do we have in the text line? 615-737-1025. What do we have in there?
One texter texts in into the text line and says, I have no problem selling tickets to regular season games, and I personally don't blame anyone who sells playoff tickets, although I wouldn't. We've all got bills.
Okay, so that, again, is your business.
Yeah.
Like
if you want to sell a regular season, fine. If you want to sell a playoff game, fine. That's your prerogative.
And this is the thing. If you don't want to,
that's great.
That's your business.
Yeah. Like, enjoy the game.
We as a society, and I really realized this watching Tom Brady's Man in the Arena docuseries. Like, they showed this thing where Brady was like, all my press conferences and everything, they became about not football. And it showed, like, you know, there was a story about the White House, and then there was a story about kneeling for the anthem. And Brady's like, so now everybody wants to know, feels like they're entitled to your opinion on everything. He's like, mind your business. And I was like, yeah. Like, we need to know minding your own business in life. And so when it comes to, like, these people that are, like, selling Titan tickets or whatever, like, mind your business. Whatever reason you have for selling them, knock yourself out.
Do your thing.
Hal Gill is with us live in the booth. Hal Gill is, of course, presented by Dunkin' Donuts, featuring their newest next-gen location at 500 Cool Springs Boulevard. Hal, I go to the game against Colorado last week. They win in overtime. I come on the air, and I'm like, bam, the Predators are for real this year. They have proven it now. They're red hot. They're top of the conference. They beat Vegas. They beat Colorado. And ever since I got excited about the Predators, all of a sudden they've lost three in a row. Should I be concerned, Harold?
Well, you know what? I think, you know, first of all, that game in Colorado is a huge measuring stick game. They're all jacked up for it. Then you have the one against Buffalo was kind of a stinker. Boston was a good team and a really good game, a fast game. And then St. Louis was another really good team and a fast game. And except for a couple mistakes against St. Louis, I think the Preds, you know, probably deserved better than that loss. So I don't necessarily say worry, but there's things that need to be corrected. And I think, you know, it's so hard to balance working on new things, but riding the wave at the same time. Stay confident, but sometimes you're winning games, and maybe you don't deserve to win them. And there was a couple of those in there in that winning streak. There was some games that maybe they shouldn't have won, but they got confidence from it, and they kept rolling. Now, I do think there's some things they need to work on, but I wouldn't call it worry. Don't get worried, Jared.
I'm not worried. I mean, I asked how worried should we be. I just think about it like this, which is you knew the hot streak wasn't going to last forever. At some point, you're going to kind of regress a little bit to more of like a normalized mean for what you are. Now, if you're a really good team, that means you're still going to be really good. So what is kind of the mean for the Predators the rest of the season? Is it second in this division, third, like that battle with St. Louis and maybe Minnesota? Or is it, you know, probably fourth in the division, or is it fighting with Colorado for the top spot? Because I still think Colorado is the class, not only of the division, but of the entire Western Conference.
Yeah, I would say Colorado is the class, but goaltending, I think it might be an issue at some point. And so I'm hesitant to say that they're going to run away with it. I think this is going to be a competition right to the end. I think this is going to be a tight battle. I think, you know, you look at St. Louis, you know, I mean, there's so many good teams in the Western Conference that I think are going to be a lot of battles between. And so I don't sit and back and I think this is going to go right to the end. I think 1 through 4 could be within 5 points. And so I think that's a lot of pressure to put on a team, because I feel like every game means so much. But these guys have put themselves in a position where they maybe didn't expect it, or no one expected it of them. And now that here they are in a pressure situation every night because they need 2 points. And sometimes that's fun. It can be exhausting. And so they have to balance that the run of getting heated for every game. And then you're going to have some bad games, too. You have to kind of ride those out, too.
So I watched the game last night. Hal Gill's our guest. I actually thought that was a really entertaining game, and that's the kind of game that sells tickets. And I know they didn't win, but like that's the kind of effort that when John Hines talks about what he wants to see out of his team, the identity that they want to play with, that's the kind of effort. I know they got up 2-0, and then all of a sudden St. Louis 4 unanswered, but they fought back to make it 4-3. I really felt like last night's game, even though they didn't win, is what they want to be about. What did you see?
Yeah, I think that start was electric. It was back and forth, and the Preds did everything they could to get the 2-goal lead, and then just a couple mistakes, and St. Louis is right back in it. They're a good team. They play as a hard unit of five and support each other all over the ice. So if you make a mistake, they'll take advantage of it. But I thought that, you know, after that little 10-minute blurb, that they kind of lost sight of who they were, they got it back, and that was an exciting game. In the end, you can always count on the Preds being fun to watch, and that's what's been enjoyable for me this year is They have that heart. They'll fight for each other when they need to. They have the high-end skill that's performing in Duchesne and Johansson and Forsberg and Granlund. They have elite defensemen, although Ekholm and Fabro are out. Roman Josi is still one of my favorite players to watch in the league. And then they have goaltending. So they're getting big saves, big performances on D, and getting timely scoring from big guys up on the front end. So it's a total package, and every night they go out, they're fun to watch.
Last thing for you, Hal. What are you looking for tonight?
I think they need to focus on a complete 60. They don't need to force anything. Vancouver isn't a team that's going to make you, you're not going to have to work overly hard for your chances. I think they can be patient, play their game, and they'll get rewarded with chances. But they have to be smart, and I think that's going to be a full 60-minute thing. They had some of those mistakes that they had against St. Louis. They got to get those out of their game, and then I think if they play a good, hard, smart game here, they'll come out with a win.
Hal Gill, as always, is presented by Dunkin' Donuts, featuring their newest next-gen location at 500 Cool Springs Boulevard. Hal, tell us about Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I love my friends at Dunk. Growing up in Boston, of course, I'm a Dunks guy. So I love going out, getting my midnight in the morning over on Harding Pike. And that you talked about that new one over on Cool Springs Boulevard. That's going to – January 21st, coming up quick, is going to be the grand opening for that location. And there's going to be some giveaways and prizes. So stay tuned for that. More details on that. But, yeah, go out, get – I mean, so many options. I was talking about my son's favorite meal. The chicken biscuits are fantastic. I'm always a big fan of a sausage, egg, and cheese. Throw it on a croissant. Throw it on a cinnamon raisin bagel. They got a bunch of food options and all your drink options as well. So go out and get your Dunks.
There you go. Hal Gill, presented by Dunkin', will be on the broadcast tonight. Puck drop 7 o'clock. Appreciate you, Hal.
You got it, pal.
Yep. Time now for Predators Game Day. Predators Game Day is presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. The Nashville Predators, 24-13-3, good for 51 points, taking on the Vancouver Canucks, who have already had a coaching change this year, 17-18-3. We start with John Hines on preparation for tonight's game.
Yeah, hopefully it helps a little bit. You've been there before. It's nothing,
That's
experience is not new. But at the end of the day, you have to go out and execute
Hines.
And play well.
So that's Ryan Tannehill, but maybe we can take away from that,
same kind of lessons.
How John Hines feels that you got to prepare for the next game.
Got to go out there and execute.
They got to prepare for tonight's game.
That they do. And I hope they did.
Do you think they prepared for tonight's game?
I think they did.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Well, there you go. There you go with that. It should be noted for tonight's game that Tanner Jeannot is fourth amongst NHL skaters and first amongst league rookies in hits this year with 130. The Predators, meanwhile, in the Central Division, tied for second with the Blues. The Blues have a game in hand. So they have 51 points. Colorado with four games in hand, 53 points. So even though the Predators won last week, still kind of feels like Colorado is the class of the division. But you heard what Hal said, that he thinks it's going to go right down to the wire. Minnesota has five games in hand on the Predators. Do these teams play? How do you have five games in hand? Anywho, Minnesota, six games in hand for Winnipeg. Minnesota, five games in hand. They have 47 points. So in reality, the Preds are probably fourth in the division. Winnipeg, 39. Dallas, 38. Chicago, 36. And at the bottom, Arizona, who only has three games in hand on the Predators. They have 22 points. So they're down 30 points, and they've got three games.
All right, Yotes.
That's it for us. Pre-game, Darren's ready. That's next. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.